This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? Happy Monday, Jay Foreman, Austin Norman. We are Old School, brought to you the New School Way. 1040 O Street on this beautiful day. It's about almost 80 degrees, about 40 degree difference in yesterday. Hope everybody had a good Easter and everything. And speaking of, you know, I know people were posting the pictures and stuff like that. So everybody hopefully went to the Mercado and bought all their goods, but we are brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients and the best butcher shop in Lincoln. 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th in Old Chaney / Andre Matt, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. A lot going on. Austin, obviously, this is, you know, for Nebraska. This is spring game or spring games weekend. A lot going on. They just put out the schedule. We'll probably dive into that. You know, probably a little bit later in the week. But college football news, Austin. Number one, we had the Nico watch all last week, who I think, here's my view on it. I think, unfortunately and unfortunately for him, he made himself an example of what not to do and what to do. Let's just start with what to do. If you feel like you can and it's just, then you go demand what you're potentially worth. And don't stand on business and don't look back twice. And then make sure that you have your ducks in a row based on the most important thing is what you do on the field and off the field too, because that was some of the things that probably stopped the upgrade in pay potentially. And those numbers are all fake anyways.
Yeah.
And they're in the higher numbers that you hear is to make them look worse. Now it goes into what to, not to do. What not to do is not finish something, not finish spring, not show up to practice, not communicate clearly, not be somewhat of rational in your skills, where you are in the landscape of college football, and where you potentially could get paid from next and by who. And then number three, or part of that also, is who you have advising you and what you're doing and all that other stuff. And he's the first example of it. And they made an example of him, and he put himself out there to be made example of, but don't think that everybody then band together and said, listen, we're going to show these college football players that we still have a little bit of control left. Because it was dealt with the money wise and he didn't get it. And that's it sucks for him because he's almost like what's his name? That had the big money contract from Boston and he left. Was it point guard. Was it Sherritt or he plays now. Remember he was with the Lakers and he could have got $84 million. And then he went to Boston on 1 year. Strick talks about him all the time. I got to look.
I'm trying to think. I'm not remembering that one.
He's On the German national team.
Oh, Schroeder. Dennis Schroeder.
He supposedly bet on himself and he bet wrong.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, Dennis Schroeder. I remember him just because, number one, he's German. He's a brother. And Schroeder has the two little eyes over,
The umlaut.
The umlaut. So, but that's what Nico is done. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately for him, he found a landing spot. It's probably a familiar territory, but you downgraded in every form or fashion. You went from a blue blood or borderline blue blood in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. You went
to a basketball school.
You probably took a little bit of a haircut and a pay cut, or definitely tax.
Probably a significant one.
And
conference move is lateral, as you see in Big Ten.
Yes, but your team is not probably as good as Tennessee.
It's
surrounding,
like,
supporting cast,
other guys. And like you said, the blessing and the curse of being back home.
Right.
That's up in the air.
Yeah. And are you there just because that's the only person that wanted you?
Yeah.
Because North Carolina told you no and turned around and paid a quarterback that's not as good as you $2 million.
Mm-hmm.
Partly because they feel like they can have him for 2 years.
And also because they probably know more of what he is and what he isn't.
And he's not that much of a off the field headache, potentially. And Nico's probably thinking that he probably was telling him, I'm going to be here for a year. Well, Bill Belichick's trying to build a program. He probably wants, a starting quarterback there for two, or potentially have him for two. So, it's tough sledding out there for him. But ultimately, the fastest way for him to turn it around is understand the decision, live with it, and he's made a ton of money. He's making great money out there anyways. Mm-hmm. And go out there and ball out of control. He goes out there and plays good football and is a good teammate and does everything and maybe has a couple huge games and upsets for UCLA and brings them back to somewhat respectability. The sky's the limit for him.
And lest we forget, UCLA was picked to be in the basement of the Big Ten last year. Were they great? No. I was actually relatively impressed with how
that second half,
good
was, that second half
they were late under Deshaun Foster, with how Big Ten Media Day started for him, Jay, introductory speech.
But that's
I was
though.
Nervous.
That's it. That's him though. That but that's it.
I'm just saying.
It didn't work. It didn't start out well for him because number one, he was the first one to go up there, so they should have just whoever his SID is. You're like, yeah, we don't need him out there, the first one. But when you look at, I'm pulling up UCLA right now. And let's look at the way that they played. I think one of the, if not the hardest schedule, one of the toughest schedules in the nation last year.
Mm.
You got to think Hawaii doesn't count, right? They were in a barn burner, 16-13. Okay, you played an Indiana team, so you got the best version of Indiana. Then you went on the road to LSU, right? 34-17. There's no way you thought that was actually a closer game than people thought.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then you turn around the next week, you play Oregon at home, lose 34-13.
Again, early. Closer,
right? And it was down. And then you play Penn State at 27-11 at Penn State, right? This is consecutive weeks. This is 1, 2, 3, 4 top 10 teams.
Whew.
Then you turn around a week later and barely lose to Minnesota in a like a last drive. So now all 5 of your losses are within, two and a half scores.
You had a shot halfway through the third quarter.
Right. Mm-hmm. Then you turn around and beat Rutgers. I watched that game, and they look like a totally different team, right? Mind you, they hadn't had a bye week yet.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get a bye week. Then you come all the way here and beat us. It looked really impressive. They look physical and all that stuff, right? We didn't play well, but they played. Then you back it up, right, on a short week and beat Iowa at home on national TV.
I remember watching that one.
And that game wasn't close as a 3-point game. That was a late score by Iowa. Mm-hmm. So, it's impressive. Then you do the ultimate sin. You go at Washington, and Washington plays well, and you play like booty. So, like, all right, here comes this. Then you go and play USC at home, a desperate USC team with a new quarterback coming off, I think, after beating Nebraska.
Nebraska, yep.
And lose a 1-score game to them. Then you finish the season of beating Fresno by 7 points. So, as much as they weren't very impressive, being a 5-win team, when you look at whether it's the USC game, the Minnesota game, Penn State game, any of those games besides Indiana, and you put the UCLA, you're thinking that they could have won 7 games last year. Now, woulda, coulda, shoulda, we've been there before. But one thing they had is consistent quarterback play in Garbers. Now, obviously, Nico's got to step in there. And, you know, they had a pretty good runner in Harden. Now, and then they had multiple guys as far as who's going to be the receiver. So the biggest thing that they're going to have to do is find the pieces around Nico to make them successful. But don't think UCLA doesn't feel like an upgrade in quarterback or a potential upgrade in quarterback or established quarterback, because Garbers was a senior, that they can't make some noise. They're losing some pretty good linebackers. Mm-hmm. Both the linebackers are really good. One might go first round. The
Schlesinger is really good.
Right, and he's the one that had to pick six against us. Mm-hmm. But you got Harden coming back, who's, you know, was their leading rusher in an offense that was more short area type of passing attack. Their big tight end's coming back, and he was their leading receiver. Harden was their second leading receiver. And so now you got to figure you need to go out there and develop a receiver. And then they think that their offense is ready to go, and their defense will essentially try to take what they did at times last year.
Madrano was the one that had the interception.
Madrano, right? Schlesinger is the coverage linebacker, my bad.
Yeah, he led him in tackles. Yes. He had 13.
And four sacks.
I see him with one sack, a tackle for loss, and two passes defended.
Against us.
Against us,
yeah. Yes, but I'm saying...
But for the year.
Four sacks. Gotcha. Yeah, and so you got to think he's...
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano. Or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's HIMS.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. HIMS.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at Aura.com/listen. That's Aura.com/listen.
You know, when you think about Schlesinger and Madrano, both, I think Schlesinger is on the track team. One of them throws shot put. on the track team, or was on the track team, two picks, you know, four sacks. You're talking about playmaker, forced fumbles and all that. And Medrano had three forced fumbles and two picks himself and 1.5 sacks. That's a lot of production right there at the second level. And also they had the big, was it Tupaki, the defensive lineman?
Tawiya?
Yeah. He didn't have to make a lot of plays, but he made a lot of plays.
Well, he made a lot of plays by opening up gaps, lanes for those two guys especially.
So you know, I think that what they did last year probably set them up to make this move for Nico. It'll be interesting to see what Nico does with this move. And that's the biggest thing about the portal. We talked about it, you know, on the block. Like, you know, when you think about college football, the way teams are going and attacking this portal, they're essentially trying to go in and buy talent, right? Let's look at Georgia, right? We just talked about, just by chance, since Georgia won back-to-back, Kirby Smart was supposed to be the second coming of Nick Saban. Wasn't really a factor last year. I think a bigger factor than people give him credit for, but, you know, really wasn't dominant. Now, you can't be dominant when you have 50 million first-round picks on defense and they're gone to the NFL. Because majority of those guys just won a Super Bowl. Yeah. Nolan Smith and all those guys, right? But Kirby let you know exactly what he was thinking when he said in the press conference, my young guys are out of shape. They can't get through practice. They aren't striving. They're surviving. Then the next week, he said, oh, the older guys act like they can't get coached. Okay? He said, oh, I'm going to go ahead and fix that. Right? I'm going to go to Army, get Madozi, number one outside transfer portal guy. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get McCrary. He likes big physical running backs from Illinois. And he's like, I'm going to go get Josh Horton, the defensive line from Miami that we missed out on last year. We're going to bring him back home. So since you don't want to get coached, I'm going to go get three guys that are going to come in and start over. Mm-hmm.
Discipline.
Right.
In Miami.
And I'm putting everybody on notice.
Yeah.
That's what you see. I'm going to tell you right now, like as much as the players have power, right, and rightfully so, this is not me get off the lawn and all that. The coach is going to just go out and get other players.
Yeah.
Now with this 105, because your lower end of your roster is going to be turnover prone.
Mm-hmm.
But now what also is turnover prone, if you got a bad attitude, if you don't want to eat right, if you don't want to lift, if you don't want to show up to stuff, if you don't want to do the things that you're actually asked to do or you should do, I can go find somebody else to do it.
We were talking about that a little bit during On the Block, right? With you said George Pickens, right? There's a Georgia example right there. Knowing who you are, but also who you are not is important because yes, players do have, you know, have more power, more say so in their own careers now. But when you mention some of the best, your Tom Brady's, your, I don't even know, great again, like Larry Fitzgerald, maybe, you know, wide receiver. Part of the battle is not letting that power, that authority, what you can do, get in the way of what you should do.
Oh yeah.
Or what is the best move right now? Just because you have the ability to make a move, just because you have the ability to, you know, throw your leverage out and say, do this for me or else I leave. Now isn't always the right time to do something. Yeah, the next opportunity might not be the right time to do something. If you are wise, you're patient, you're smart, you take that deep breath before you go jump in the portal, before you say, oh, I'm not going to practice hard today, because you have leverage. But to your point, so do the coaches. Yeah, and that's a bunch of the learning curve for these college athletes with this newfound freedom, if you want to call it that, is they know on the surface what they have, but they don't understand the meaning behind it or how to properly utilize all the tools at their disposal.
Yeah, and the fact that there is going to be some sort of structure to it, you actually lose leverage.
Yeah.
Now I can go find somebody to do something that you want to do because there's tons of kids in the portal. There's two things right here, and we got a couple minutes before we go to break. You want an example of that, the greatest of all time? Tom Brady. You got to know when you got to play your, let's say, Joker card.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Garoppolo was drafted, and it was thinking he's the heir apparent. He'd show compass spot duty. He's the next guy, the next Tom Brady draft pick and all that. Well, Bill Belichick wanted him to start Garoppolo and get rid of Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Brady played his card one time.
Once.
He went past Bill Belichick to the owner, to Robert Kraft, and said, this guy needs to go. I still am the greatest, and I'm going to finish, you know, what I started. And they end up winning another Super Bowl. Shows you that you don't play the card all the time. Nico's downfall was he's played that card too many times and it wore thin.
Yeah.
And the juice wasn't worth the squeeze. Tom mm-hmm. Brady played it one time. Mm-hmm. And you know why Tom Brady, he could have, the reason why that card came to fruition? Because all the times he took cap friendly deals, and so they could be dominant. They made, he made Robert Kraft a ton of money, mm-hmm. the model teammate, the model citizen, and all that.
Yeah.
Oh, you need me to do this for you? Don't worry about it. I got it. The next day, he gone. And it ended up being the right move.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that lets you know right there. Another thing also, the byproduct of Nico, Joey Aguilar is in the portal. Quarterback that had a chance to start, but thought he could chance or a chance to start. That's the domino effect. So mm-hmm. when people think that it does, like just because something happens at one school that it doesn't affect another, now you got a quarterback that's a high three-star recruit. He's in the portal now.
Talking to
everybody.
Tennessee.
Oh yeah, he met with Tennessee today. Yeah, met with Tennessee today. A little switcheroo there, right? That's basically a trade. Yeah, but that's what hockey players do. Mm-hmm. They trade each other's, yeah. You know. But anyways, now when you think about it, also, let's think about Texas, right? They got the big defensive lineman from Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what Auburn does? They go get big James Ash, who was number two on the potential spring, transfer portal rankings. Oh, you're number one guy gone. We're going to get number two. It's an arms race and for defensive linemen at times mm-hmm. or whatever that weak point is that you have. And so there's also to Nebraska where, you know, Marty Brown is in the portal potentially. Nebraska kid from Creighton Prep that was mm-hmm. at North Dakota State did a really good job there.
Jerry Rice winner.
Meeting with Miami at some point in time. I think he's coming to Nebraska this
midweek.
Mm-hmm. So hopefully, you know, Nebraska seals the deal. But also another good running back that has Big Ten ties is Jaden Wright.
Ooh.
From Minnesota. Hmm. Now he's 5'11", 225, but it also lets you know it's just constant movement right now. It's not going to be as much as before, but, you know, there's going to be constant movement. And when you talk about Georgia here, 6'3", 245 edge. He's starting number one. He's starting day one. 6'1", 235 running back.
See you on Saturday.
Him, right. McCrary and Frazier. Mm-hmm. Two big running backs.
Oh, Frazier's good.
Right. And you got McCrary to, mm-hmm. you know, pick your poison. Then he said, you know what, we're going to get a big dog up middle, 6'4", 295. And we got 4 years with you.
Woo!
So we're going to get you into our system. Mm-hmm. We let you go there, play a little bit. Now you're coming home. I mean, it's just a matter. I mean, the whole idea of how they're approaching, the transfer portal is crazy. When you got the University of Virginia out here paying dudes $500,000 to play running back, you know it's desperation time.
Yep.
And the reason why they're throwing around big money or part of it is because they know essentially, you know, there's cost sharing and stuff like that, or revenue sharing is somewhat of a salary cap. So the players know they got to go and get it right now. But then also, it's a good way to influence guys that are presently on rosters that are somewhat happy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll see. And here's also a byproduct of this, right? Seth McGowan from New Mexico State to University of Kentucky, running back. Hmm. Who left here to go to Kentucky?
Dante Dowdell.
Competition is always rising.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's why for the coaches, that's their ultimate, like, caveat.
Yeah.
There's always people to choose from, mm-hmm. even if you're doing well. And that, I'm telling you, that's the way the NFL works. You could play good. I'm telling you.
And they're drafting right behind you.
Hey, I thought I was lights out. They drafted Corey Moore. Mel Kiper was like, yeah, he's starting. I was like, no, he ain't.
I'm right here, Mel.
He was like, oh, yeah, that dude ain't no good. Listen, he had said something nice about me on his Baltimore radio station. He's from Baltimore. Okay. He said something nice about me, you know, then.
That's your people.
Right. Nice surprise, yeah. Right? Surprise, yeah. The guys developed.
Mm-hmm.
So that was during the football season. So let's just say anywhere from November to December. Come April, was like, yeah, that dude ain't starting. He ain't starting no more.
100 tackles later. Yeah, hey, good enough.
100 tackles later, a couple seconds, they get him up out of there. We bring this dude here from college. Like that, man. Anyways, well, what's about to be up out of here is J4, but also old school. We're going to come back. We got some other this portal thing is more interesting to me than it should be.
Big fan of vortexes, eh?
Yeah, because, you know, one thing I want to talk about is Lane Kiffin was on the Pivot. Mm. And some of the things he said was actually pretty cool. and you see it in the difference in him. And you know, you want to, you know, it's commendable what he's done, but then also let you know he's still on the hunt though too. Don't let Lane fool you. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, Old School. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
A lot of products say they're clean, but what does that mean? Ritual has high standards for what clean means, like their essential prenatal multivitamin, which is heavy metal tested, clean label project certified, and GMO-free. It features key mom-to-baby nutrients like folate, choline, and omega-3. Clean isn't clean enough, especially during pregnancy. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.